Welcome to the CSCMP podcast, the official podcast of the Council of Supply Chain Management Professionals. Each episode of CSCMP podcast, Supply Chain Conversation, features discussions with leading supply chain professionals that dive into the latest news and industry trends across all aspects of supply chain. Conversations are led by Rick Blazgen, President and CEO of CSCMP, as well as other guest hosts from the CSCMP organization.
Hi, this is Rick Blazgen, President and CEO of the Council of Supply Chain Management Professionals. Welcome to another edition of CSCMP Podcasts. Today, I'm joined by Sherry Diaz. Sherry's the Director of IBM Sterling Portfolio Planning, Optimization, and Operations. And today, we're going to talk about how multi-enterprise business networks will make your life work easier. Sherry, welcome.
Thank you, Rick. It's great to be here.
Great to be here with you as well. You know, Sherry, today's first-generation supply chains are good at automating and optimizing processes, but they're still working in functional silos in many cases. Multi-enterprise business networks, which are the next chapter of digital transformation, are going to require supply chains that are dynamic, responsive, and interconnected with the ecosystems and processes. They're also going to help supply chain leaders across our network take bold strides forward and driving efficiencies and being resilient to disruption. So today, we'd really love to hear from you about IBM and what you're doing on artificial intelligence and innovation for supply chains. I know that you've spent quite a few years now working with companies and advancing these ideas, and IBM's done a wonderful job of educating us all on what's possible out there. So let's start with what you think IBM sees happening with supply chains in the market, and what are you hearing from clients?
Yeah, Rick, I will tell you, I'll start by saying it is a fantastic time to be a supply chain practitioner. Our value to the companies that we work for and the clients that we serve has never been elevated to the point where it is today. So we're getting a lot of attention. But I will tell you, in that day-to-day work of the supply chain practitioner, we still hear some, you know, common themes, which is I'm swimming in data, but I still can't make sense of it. I don't have the visibility to my supply chain that I need. And I'm still fighting too many fires. There's too many things that come up on a daily basis that draw my attention away from the work I really want to go do, which is, you know, make these processes better and work together and collaborate better with my partners and things like that. The pressures on performance, you know, the consumers out there have never had higher expectations. And we've got to be able to meet those expectations in a cost-effective way. So what we're really seeing, and as we talk more about multi-enterprise business network supply chain solutions, what that means is we can't stay in silos anymore. We can't, you know, analyze data in, you know, files and files and editions of Excel. We've got to up our game. We have got to work better across our own organizations from, you know, supply chain is plan, make, deliver, but we still see so many people optimizing a single function in there, maybe the manufacturing, maybe the procurement, maybe the, you know, delivery and order management. We've got to reach across those silos and, you know, we've got to work better with our partners. Supply chain inherently are groups of companies working together, right, to delight that customer at the end of the day.
It's funny, what a great opening. I spent a lot of years in the food industry, as you know, and I remember talking about, boy, if we only knew where our inventory was from the point of origin to the point, and now we do for the most part, but we still, it's still physical. We still take raw materials, ingredients, packaging supplies, and we produce a finished product, and then we move it downstream to consolidate transportation reasons, and then we may move it into a distributors or a retailers network. They consolidate it once again, and we try to get it down to the customer, the consumer, and a variety of forms with e-commerce and all these different channels now. And there's data that's underlying all that that's moving faster than the inventory. And we have so much of it that I often, as you said, we're still working in silos. And I talk to supply chain leaders around how do we take this and make better decisions and take these insights and do something better, you know, more in a more opportunistic way with all of that. So the point you're making is just enormously important to all of that. So where do we go with this? I mean, everybody's talking about artificial intelligence, and you've commented and presented on it numerous times. And sometimes I look at people and they sort of, give me some of that. I want some of that artificial intelligence. I don't know what it means, but give me some of that. So can you enlighten us a little bit about AI and as it relates to supply chain, what you're hearing and seeing, what we ought to be thinking about out there?
Yeah, absolutely. And you're right. There's a ton of talk, artificial intelligence, and expectations are truly across the board. You know, folks that are, I want some of that, like you said, and the folks that are still quite apprehensive about artificial intelligence, you know, taking my job or, you know, making mistakes, not doing it as well as I can do it because I have so many years of experience doing this job, those kinds of concerns. But overall, what we're seeing now is not just talk. Folks are ready to try it out. They're ready to experiment. They're ready, you know, to get in there and adopt it in solutions when they understand it, when they can see what it's doing, when they can sort of double check its work, so to say, right? And, you know, thinking about artificial intelligence as a, you know, as a science, we've all got to realize that when you first start using it, it's going to have certain capabilities. It's going to be able to help you do things faster that you could do yourself, but it's going to help you do them faster and more efficiently, right? As you use it more, it's going to have more data, more experience to draw on, and it's going to understand the complexity of the challenges you're facing. It's going to be able to help you more and more to the point where it's going to start recommending solutions for you. And again, if you have faith in that recommendation on a recurring basis, you can let the system make those decisions on your behalf and really automate tasks in the supply chain. So it's a journey, right? And that's, we at IBM really are trying to help everybody understand it's a journey. We start at your comfort level because that's what the technology can do. And you work together to get to that result that you're really looking for. But at IBM, we're also embedding artificial intelligence in supply chain solutions, right? So we're teaching the AI to do supply chain. It's like having a CSCMP certification for, yes, I've taken the classes. I understand the concepts. The solution has that background data to draw on, right? And as you go and really think about what this can do for you, I'll give you a concrete example in our portfolio and what we think of as a self-correcting supply chain, right? There's a decision algorithm to be made, and it's all based on lots of data. So the AI can, you know, leverage the data, recommend the solution. And when those inputs change, we as practitioners struggle to keep up. But the AI can take the real-time or near real-time inputs and make the right decision in the moment. So think about order fulfillment. You've got orders coming from, you know, multiple channels, like you talked about earlier. You've got inventory spread across the country in your network of inventory nodes where you hold finished goods. How do you say for every order coming in, which warehouse do I pull that item from or which store? Right? Many companies now are using their bricks and mortar stores as fulfillment nodes for online orders. So how do I make that decision every time? Right? Hopefully, if you're selling lots of stuff, that's a decision you make 100 times a minute.
Yeah.
And let the system do that for you. But when we built this, and we have this today, you know, the system corrects the decision that would have been made without this AI capability. Mm-hmm. And folks loved it, but they questioned it. They wanted to see it. So we at IBM, we built what we call Results Explainer on top of that solution so that the practitioners can. They can go back and they can see 3 years of historical data on that particular SKU and how it behaved in the market, where the inventory was being held, where, you know, if it's a seasonal item, where you had leftover inventory after the season had passed and things like that. So all of that can be leveraged and explained. And that's where AI is so, so powerful. And we're seeing that really uptick in adoption.
So the level of confidence then in my data, given what you've just said, it's skyrocketing. I can now rely on it. I'm confident that what I'm being presented is accurate and truly reflects my business. So now I can take steps to improve my business process and do things better. Sounds like that's in and of itself is a generational leap from where we've come. You know, you also indicated that AI needs more data, right? And everything's data specific. How do we get it? Is it easier now to get than ever before? Is it readily available from companies that you're speaking with?
It's a great question, Rick, and it truly varies based on the level of maturity of the enterprise and of the supply chain organization within that enterprise, I have to tell you. So we see it's across the board right now, but we've got a lot of data, hidden away, tucked away behind firewalls. We've got data in pockets sitting in our planning systems, in our manufacturing systems, our inventory, warehouse systems, right? And the real key, again, to leveraging AI as, to its fullest is being able to correlate, get all of that data together and make sense of the trade-offs that you're making. Mm. Because every decision we make in supply chain is a trade-off. You might be taking advantage of something, but you're giving up some other opportunity. But right now, most of us can't see what we're giving up because we have siloed data. So thinking about really leveraging AI, you've got to have sales orders coming from your customers, and you've got to have inbound shipment information from your suppliers. And you've got to be able to connect those things. A late shipment inbound to your warehouse, which customer orders is that going to impact? And if you can't see that today in your supply chain, you're flying a little bit blind, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. So that's the kind of cross-the-board correlation of data. And I'm going to go even one step further. That's all your data, right? Mm. We've got to be able to take our data, leverage it with our partners, and leverage it with available third-party data sets. Things like weather, things like what's trending on social media, what fluctuation are we seeing in market index, prices, what changes are we seeing in political unrest, news feeds, all of that that's been really in the past something we couldn't really leverage because it's not structured data. I can't, link this cell on my Excel spreadsheet to that cell on my Excel spreadsheet in a very direct, very obvious way. We have that capability now with AI. We can take structured data from inside your enterprise. We can take data from your partners that you work with and depend on every day. And we can take these third-party data sets and correlate it all together, really not only giving you visibility to your supply chain, but helping you point out where there are potential disruptions and how to get to that next best action.
Yeah, I was just going to ask about that. It sounds to me like we now are in a much better place to anticipate potential disruptions and take action to mitigate them even before they occur. And this is going to help us get there as well. And what do we want to know with our customers? If we're going to have a failure on a delivery, we want them to know before they experience that so we can reset expectations and make it successful down the road. This title, I love the title, Multi-Enterprise Business Networks. That's going to mean a lot of things to a lot of different people. For me, it's lots of businesses connected to make sure that singular supply chain with common goals and objectives meets its goals of serving our customers at the lowest total delivered cost or something along those lines. How do you define multi-enterprise business networks and how do you see all of that coming together?
Yeah, so this is really, it's about breaking down those silos. Right. It's about bringing all that data together, and again, working in a multi-enterprise fashion, working together with your trading partners in ways that you just really haven't in the past, either because you're leery about sharing data, because you're, nervous about being that dependent on someone else, right? But we have to take that leap. We have to start working together. We have to start sharing our data. That's how supply chains are really going to achieve that next major step forward in efficiency, which is, from a supply chain perspective, that's the holy grail. That's what we're all after, right? So multi-enterprise business network solutions are those that combine the power of a business network, meaning I'm connected at a systems level. You know, the buyers and the suppliers have their systems talking to one another, right? That's traditional EDI, or mm-hmm. you might have iPaaS technology in there. You might be passing just specific data, you know, from system to system or solution to solution through APIs, right? And of course, blockchain, right? Blockchain is the new technology, and everybody, the best set of use cases for blockchain technology is undoubtedly in the supply chain. All the analysts are saying that these days, right? So huge opportunity there. But just think about all those ways that we integrate and connect and bring that data together. The next piece of it is that data, getting it correlated, getting it together, and being able to leverage AI tools on top of that, and serve that data up to those domain-specific applications like your warehouse management, your order management and fulfillment, you know, your planning systems. Everybody's got to be able to share and feed from that correlated data set in order to, again, really, really get to that next level of efficiency. So these newer solutions, really leveraging that network and connectivity to be able to stay together in real time with your partners and with what's happening out in the world, you know, again, in the news and the weather and the port congestion and all those kinds of things, giving that visibility to practitioners is what multi-enterprise business network solutions do. And it really is the next generation of supply chain IT.
Well, and I would think, Sherry, in today's world, supply chain world, we as supply chain leaders are more confident in sharing our data with other key supply chain participants, as opposed to the not too distant past where we might have been reluctant to do that. Do you see that with customers sharing data more frequently up and down the supply chain to make things better for everyone?
We do. Good. And, you know, I think there's been a willingness, if it's something specific to that supplier, let's talk, I'm a buyer, you're the supplier, Rick, I'm going to send you my purchase order. Absolutely. Right. What I might never have sent you before was my seasonal promotion plan, so that you know that purchase order I'm placing has a really specific window of opportunity for me to, you know, get it out there in the market and get it sold, right? Things like that. Or, you know, my carrier, if I'm the supplier and I contracted the carrier and you're the buyer, the carrier was always sending me the status information because I paid them, right? They're contracted to me. We weren't sharing that shipment status with the buyer. That you have to do that today, right? You have to be working collectively, right? And as soon as something doesn't go according to plan, you work together to figure out what do we go do next together.
You know, the one area, though, I want to challenge ourselves to think too about is every time I make a presentation, right in the middle of it, I'll say, by the way, how many of you have been to a grocery store in the last 2 weeks? And all the hands will go up. And I'll say, how many of you only bought exactly what you went in there to buy? And all the hands go down. And then I make kind of a joke about the fact that we spent so much time understanding consumer behavior and forecasting and trying to position inventory at the right time so that we as consumers can purchase it. And yet we go in as consumers and we come out with something we had no anticipation of buying. We're the problem. And everybody kind of laughs. And that's why we have resilient and agile and, you know, supply chains that are very replenishment friendly, if you will. Can what we're doing today with what you're talking about anticipate and react quicker than we do today with those types of unforecasted demands?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I'll go back, the more data you give it, right? So you can actually, and we all have a customer loyalty card at that grocery store, so they know exactly what we buy every week. They know where we walk through the store, and that helps the store then make merchandising decisions about what do they put on the end cap of the aisle to capture that unplanned demand for that particular set of items. And they work together with our vendors. Again, I'm going to go multi-enterprise on you, right? A lot of inventory in grocery stores is managed by the vendor, right? So sharing that kind of data, and being able to predict in advance that unplanned demand, there will always be unplanned, but there will be less and less of it because we'll understand it better.
Right. You know, for decades, Sherry, I've thought about logistics and now modern day supply chain management as being the wire between the switch and the light. You know, you flip the switch, a light goes on, you don't call your power company up and thank them because that's supposed to happen. And so we've made our world a little more abstract. And I think conversations like this and your explanations is really shedding light on bringing to the forefront what we do as supply chain leaders and making it understandable for everyone. So I just wanted to ask you any one last piece of advice you might give our listeners in terms of AI and how do I get started? How do I learn and convince my boss that this is something we ought to think about? Any points of reference that you might offer?
Get started, right? I would say use that example. If you can't connect your customer orders, your sales orders to your supply orders in your supply chain today, you are already behind. You've got to get out there. You've got to get started because this is a journey with AI. And we've got to be, the second one is willing to take some risks, right? If we just, sit back and sit in our silos, if we don't try to advocate for change, which can be scary, I know, but if we don't do it, we're not going to be relevant, right? The company that we serve, the customers that we serve will suffer for it. Mm-hmm. So it's time, right? We've been talking about these technologies for a while. The pressures on being more efficient from a cost perspective and a performance perspective have never been higher, right? We've got to get started. We've got to get out there. And we've got to be collaborative across our ecosystem of partners.
Well, it's great advice, Sherry. You're always there for us at CSCMP. Our members appreciate it. I just want to thank you for everything you do for the discipline, everything you do for us here at CSCMP, and for those that are listening today. I know they're very thankful for you sharing your time and insight with us today. Sherry Diaz, thanks very much for your time today. We truly appreciate it.
My pleasure, Rick.
Thanks, everyone. We'll see you again on another CSCMP podcast.
Thank you for listening. We hope you enjoyed this episode of CSCMP Podcast, Supply Chain Conversation. Visit us at cscmp.org.